Welcome to the Farm Answers Podcast. The Farm Answers Podcast takes a deeper look at projects funded by the USDA National Institute of Food and Agriculture's Beginning Farm and Rancher Development Program and how they are reaching beginning farmers and ranchers.
Central Wyoming College saw a need for more locally grown food in their community and created a crop production practicum, a farm business course, and a farm incubator to help encourage beginning farmers. I'm your host, Megan Engel, and today on the Farm Answers Podcast, I talk with Ethan Page of Central Wyoming College to learn more about their project.
Yeah, so this was started in really the spring of 21. I was hired in late 2020, but we really got it off the ground, you know, in the spring with the growing season starting. You know, my predecessors or my former supervisor actually conceived of this back, probably 2016 or 17. She had the idea to do this because she visited another incubate program in Colorado. And so kind of saw the need for more local food production here in Lander, you know, in rural Mountain West, especially. We get a lot of our food trucked into Safeway from who knows where. We have weather issues, especially in the winter, that delay a lot of shipments. So having more local production just kind of makes sense for us here. And then just from like an economic standpoint, keeping some of those dollars local, creating farm businesses that are going to be kind of sustainable and able to supply the town with more local food is really needed. And so that's sort of the beginnings of the program. It's been a really fantastic journey so far.
What is your crop production practicum and who can participate and what can they learn from this program?
Crop production practicum was started as a way to provide training to beginning farmers. And I mean, this is our target audience is people that have really very little growing experience. So maybe some backyard gardening, but starting from scratch. That's been my favorite part of this whole thing so far is that I get half an acre to do whatever I want with. I run a class on it and spans the whole growing season. So we have people, you know, from April to September. In terms of who can participate, it's open to anybody. So I traditionally or, you know, historically have had students from 19 to 72, I think. So every year there's, you know, at least one or two retirees that wants to, you know, improve their skills and just, you know, get better and has the time now. But I also have people, our general audience is really sort of probably between like 30 and 40. They have a career already, but they want to, you know, have a little bit of land and they want to grow a little better or, you know, grow more for their neighbors or potentially, you know, launch a small farm business too.
You also have a farm business course, Small Farm Planning and Management. How long is this course? Who can participate and what will they learn?
Yeah, the farm business course seeks to build, obviously, business skills for the students that have come through the crop practicum. So they gain these like production skills, hands-on skills. And then if they're interested in starting a small farm business, our farm business class runs like the fall semester, so August to December. And so in that, we go through every aspect, taxes, finances, marketing. We have a few guest speakers. And at the end, they come up with a bit of a business plan. Then we have kind of a pitch night where they present those. So it's really geared towards people that might want to enter the incubator the following season on the property. But also we've had students that are just interested in gaining those business skills for something different or just like, you know, personal interest, not necessarily wanting to start an incubator, but want to gain those skills for future endeavors.
Over the course of your project, you added flower and grape production to the list of things you are teaching your beginning farmers. Can you tell me a little bit more about this programming?
Yeah, the flower production was added in 2022 with a local flower grower and florist. So she grows a lot herself and then, you know, does a lot of weddings in the area with those flowers. And then we came together and the idea was for us to grow more flowers for her. And also she would provide some programming for us as well. So that's been a really great addition. I think, I mean, in terms of just the vibrancy that's at the farm now, having those flowers, but also in terms of just interest from the students too. They've been really receptive to cut flower production. We've had a couple that have wanted to go into that field, and that's been a really great addition. The grape production has been a little less so. We were planted vines in 2022, and then we've done a little bit of content after that, but that real production and growth is much slower. So as opposed to an annual crop. So we're hoping this year, that we can do some like real content with training and pruning and that kind of thing and trellising. And I'm looking forward to more with that, especially.
What does your farm incubator look like? And how many beginning farmers currently farm with you?
Yeah, the farm incubator is geared towards those that have come through the practicum, the business course, then they can apply to the incubator for the following season. And the incubator is on the same site as where our crop practicum is run. It's within a historic fenced orchard. So participants have access, or they have about 1/8 to 1/10 of an acre plots. Irrigation is set up there. They just have to run what they want from like the taps. And they just have access to all of our resources. So all of our tools, infrastructure, obviously the water, water's there, mentorship between myself and our farm manager. We have a couple of geodesic domes there as well for season extension if they want to use those. What else do we have? We also have on-campus housing. So the incubators were students as well. They could live there, which is kind of a perk. So yeah, last year we had three incubators finish the season with us. And this year we're hoping to have another three. It always depends, numbers of participants from the practicum who might, want to start something themselves the next year. So
do your incubator farmers have to go through your practicum program?
Not necessarily. It's sort of case by case. I'd say every incubator we've had so far, except for one, has gone through the practicum. I think it's important to us, if someone's coming in that wants to farm that hasn't been through the practicum, that we have some kind of screening process and get to know them. And, we just want to make sure that their expectations are, in line with ours and they know what to expect. Actually, interestingly enough, the one incubator that hasn't been through the practicum that grew with us last year, she was actually the flower grower. She had needed more land. She's been growing flowers for 10 years. So we had a really good relationship with her and knew that, she kind of knew what she was doing. But we're open to any who want to come with the right kind of screening process, I guess. Yeah.
You also have a community partner and subawardee, the Wind River Food Sovereignty Project. Can you share a little bit about how they are helping your program reach some of the Native Americans in your area?
Through their subaward, they're able to provide mileage reimbursement and a little bit of stipend funding for Native American students coming from the reservation. So I think every year we've had one or two that come through the program. And that's been a really great partnership to have. We're also exploring further funding opportunities to be able to expand that, including another BFRDP grant. So that's been a really great way. They help recruit students for us every spring. Also, we try to do occasional workshops and things like that that they put on through some of their other funding as well. So definitely need to expand that reach, but we're slowly making progress.
So with Central Wyoming College and your incubator farm providing so many teaching and hands-on opportunities for beginning farmers, can you tell me about a beginning farmer that was able to start farming or grow their operation because of your program?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of the participants that have come through, whether or not they've gone to the incubator or not, have for the most part all been able to grow better at home or start an incubator. We've had one student who just left that came through our first year of the program, then became an incubator for two seasons in a row. That's been sort of that journey for him. And then we've had, I still stay in touch with quite a few of the past students. So I have people sending photos, in the summer being like, I couldn't grow anything before. And now like, look at my backyard kind of thing. So I think that's, it's been a really interesting project. We had a lot of expectations to start a certain amount of farm businesses. I think that hasn't necessarily come to pass, but I think the network that we've built is actually almost more important, because we're kind of starting from scratch here in terms of a local food system, and creating a network over the last 3 years has been really great for supporting local food and creating all these connections that didn't exist before, and building that foundation of a local food system. So it's a really, I actually can't really point to like one specific story that's like wildly successful, but I think the biggest success we've had is starting to build a system from scratch. And along similar lines, we're also opening another like group of people that kind of loosely affiliated with is opening a local foods market here in town next month as well. So like all of that, you know, coming together to create a brick and mortar storefront is really exciting.
Yeah, that sounds like a great example of the success of your project. Do you have any advice for someone who's considering participating in your farm business course or your practicum or even becoming an incubator farmer?
Yeah, I think for the practicum, it's just, I mean, we try to make it really fun and engaging. It's like I said, the best part of my job is running the practicum. We have a lot of fun with it and we grow a lot of food, and it's, I guess, for the practicum, it's sort of like getting people's feet wet and making them realize to a certain extent that this kind of work is difficult, that it's not always going to be, you know, eating really good food at the end of the day. It's going to be the process that gets that food to the table is really difficult. And if you want to start a small business based on this, just starting small. We had one participant the first year of the program that was ready to buy 40 acres and go nuts. And he ended up coming through the program and realizing that, you know, at that time we had a quarter acre, and that was plenty for him to get started on. So just like those expectations is one thing, and urging people to start on the small side and learn and grow and go from there. I think anybody that wants to be an incubator, I guess we're really open to really anybody coming in as an incubator, and we'd love to support beginning in small farmers however we can. We've tried to start renting out some equipment to people and, you know, to the general public to be able to like facilitate some of that. Not necessarily coming to the incubator, but like, you know, getting the equipment out there to help people get their own gardens going as well. So, and, you know, again, just developing that network, which is really a big part of it.
To go along with that, do you have any advice for someone who is thinking about implementing or creating a similar program in their state or region?
At the start, if you're thinking about it, find other incubators. We have a great relationship with Fort Lewis College, who has an incubator, and they've been running it for, I think, over 10 years now down in Durango, Colorado. So, I mean, really leaning on the support network that's out there. It's a great network. The National Incubator Farmer Training Initiative, based out of Tufts University, that coordinates like the whole NIFTY conference every year, is a fantastic network to be a part of. And so just being able to reach out to other incubator farms and see what they're doing and see what's worked has been really, really valuable for us. There's no reason to reinvent the wheel when people have already done it, and just adapting that to your local environment and markets and finding ways that work for you. And I think really maybe the other piece of advice is just, yeah, do your best to get out into the community and talk to people and see what the needs are of local food and ag. Before we applied for this, I think there was a kind of needs assessment done and identified like what the priorities were for local food. And I think that really helped steer, you know, the direction of this program. So talking to other people, what it boils down to, whether or not they're incubator, you know, other incubator programs or other farmers, it's a big part of it.
Well, as we close out the episode, is there a place that people can go to find out more about your program or your project?
You can go to cwc.edu/farmincubator. It's our webpage. We also have an Instagram for the campus where the farm is based. So we'll hopefully have some good content up this summer. That's Alpine Science Institute, CWC. And then the general like CWC socials are out there too. Please go on. Yeah. And check us out. I will also plug that we're looking for participants for the crop practicum this year. It starts in April. So we have some scholarships available and housing on site. So yeah.
Well, thank you so much for joining me on the podcast and sharing your project with our listeners.
Of course. Yeah. Thank you, Megan.
Thank you for listening to the Farm Answers Podcast. This episode was hosted by Megan Engel. To learn more about this USDA National Institute of Food and Agriculture's Beginning Farm and Rancher Development Program project or other BFRDP projects, visit farmanswers.org. The Farm Answers Podcast and farmanswers.org are funded by the United States Department of Agriculture National Institute of Food and Agriculture and are a product of the Center for Farm Financial Management at the University of Minnesota.